was successful in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the condition of those who were unsuccessful in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُومِ? Is that better insofar as hospitality is concerned, or the tree of Zakum? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses the question that you, O reciter of the Quran Kareem, you be the judge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you. You have brought Iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have this kitab in front of you. You have the sunnah and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of you. And all this tells you about the hereafter. Now you become the judge. Is that better, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for the people of Jannah, or this tree of Zakum? Insofar as this tree of Zakum is concerned, it is a thorny tree that is known as the euphorbia tree in English. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself describes this tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first says, Inna ja'alnaha fitnatan lil-zalimin. Certainly, we had made this tree a fitna, a trial for those who have been wrongdoers, those who have been transgressors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this trial, the trial in this world, that whilst you know the difference between Jannah and Jahannam, between success and not being successful, between the ni'mats of Allah and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have all these details in front of you, and this tree particularly became a test for the people in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the shajaratu zakum, this tree of zakum, this tree of the fire of Jahannam, then people like Abu Jahl and others began to mock Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make a mockery of this entire concept. Because you and I also know that if there is a fire, and to place a tree in the midst of that fire, no matter how green the tree will be, eventually it will dry out and it will burn out. Now you are saying that this fire of Jahannam is forever and ever, and this tree to survive in this fire of Jahannam, how is it possible? Where can logic be of avail to us regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and our own minds and our own thinking? And hence he would make a mockery of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner. And over and above that, zakum was also a kind of dish that was presented with dates, with kajur, and on top of it butter or some kind of cream that used to be put. And that was also called zakum. So he used to say to people that if you want zakum, then come to me, I will give you this dish so that we can enjoy this dish. We'll dish it out in this world and don't worry about the hereafter. And in this way, he would make a mockery of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ja'alnaha fitnatan lil-zalimin. That certainly we made it a trial for the wrongdoers, for those that were transgressive. Are they going to make a mockery in this world of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or are they really going to take heed? And in another way, if you look at it, it is a means of adab for those who are transgressive in this world. Innaha shajaratun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then that this is a tree, takhruju fi aslil jahim, that emerges and comes out from the very bottom of the fire of Jahannam. Now if you want to understand this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in simple words is saying that listen, this is not a tree that has roots like the roots of this world, but it comes out and it emerges from the very bottom of the fire of Jahannam. In other words, from its roots right to the top, everything in itself is fire. In other words, like how water and oxygen will be the means of a tree surviving and growing in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this tree survive on the fire itself, and hence it is a very different kind of tree. You cannot base your logic your analogy on the trees of this world, but everything about this tree is different. Where in this world do you find that a tree whose roots are in fire and remains in fire and is fed on fire, nourishes itself on fire, that is never found in this world. So don't base your analogy, don't base your logic on the trees that you see in this material world. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the huge and the large difference between this world and the hereafter. طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says its spikes or its fruit is like that of the heads of shaitan. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use this simile to explain to us, forget the taste of this tree, forget the burning of this tree, forget everything else about the tree. The look of the tree itself is so frightening that it looks, the spikes of this tree looks like the heads of shayateen. In other words, it is horrific, it is absolutely ugly. Then what would be the case when one has to eat from it and one has to survive from it? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Jahannam and their relationship to this tree. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. And then certainly there will be those who will eat from it, filling their bellies from it. Imagine one is being in the fire, and then when one needs to eat, one has to eat this tree of fire, and like that the people of Jahannam will have to survive and they will have to go on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا لَشَوْبًا مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ. Obviously after you eat, you become thirsty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly for them, upon it is the brew of boiling water, that they will have to drink this water that is absolutely boiling. So there is never a rest, there is never a recess from the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is adab upon adab. The food also will be that of fire, and the water of it also will be boiling. And hence there will never be any kind of enjoyment, any kind of relaxation whatsoever. ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَرْجِعَهُمْ لَإِلَى الْجَحِيمِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they, when they drink, they tried to satiate themselves, they had eaten, they tried to nourish themselves, but the truth and the reality is that there is no nourishment, there is no satiation, there is no saturation, there is no quenching, there is absolutely nothing. And then thereafter their return will be to the heaps of fire, and this will be the cycle of the people of the fire of Jahannam. And of course the very first question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked is, أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ. Is all this, all that Allah Rabbul Izzat kept in Jannat, is that better, or these things that Allah has kept in the fire of Jahannam? We have to make the decision. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.